Hi, this is your friend, Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hey everyone, welcome to the Miracle Cafe. Today's theme is all about reclaiming our own inner light and supernatural powers. Our special guest for today will be sharing her amazing insights on this subject. For now, I'd like to set the intention that everyone tuning in receive exactly what they were meant to receive, whether it's an aha moment, a word of advice, idea, whatever it may be, that you receive it in the highest and greatest way for you. If you agree with that, just affirm out loud, and so it is. Good. Take a nice deep breath in. Let's just sit back and relax. And I would like to also set the space for us to connect with the energy of gratitude right now. I love gratitude, as most of you know. I am so grateful for the opportunity to connect with you and all of our listeners in this way. I'm just so grateful for all the miracles that we get to co-create on a consistent basis. So now, what are you grateful for? Just think about that. I'll give you a few seconds to affirm out loud to the universe what you're grateful for. Good. Because gratitude is a blessings magnet. When we express gratitude, the universe always blesses us with even more to be grateful for. So we have such a big show today that we're going to take a quick music break right now, and when we return, our special guest of the day will be joining us. Stay tuned. And now I am so grateful to connect with our special guest for today. Honey Borden is an author, speaker, celebrity healer, and intuitive star light worker guiding individuals to their own inner light and supernatural power within. Honey will be sharing her insights with us on how we can reclaim our own inner light and supernatural powers. Honey, welcome to the Miracle Cafe.
Thank you, Emmanuel. It is a blessing to be with you and everybody on the call. Thank you.
I've been following your work, and we've been friends for a little while, and I'm just so grateful to witness what you're doing for the world. So since the theme is all about reclaiming our own inner power, our own light and supernatural powers, can you give our listeners a little bit of background on yourself and how you came to become the superhero of your life? I know there's an amazing story that you're going to share. And also, I know you have a book called Becoming the Superhero of Your Life. So can you share a little bit about how you came to this beautiful space?
Thank you. I'll be honored to. Well, my story begins really at the age, very early age, about age 7 is when I first woke up, is what I call it. And I woke up to this understanding, this deep understanding of the multidimensional state of being as a human being, all in the midst of a fatal car crash. I had the privilege of discovering my true nature and this supreme human while I was pretty much stuck in a wreckage and a very horrific car accident that included my parents in it. And in that moment, Emmanuel, I was able to access a different part of me that most of us are unaware exists. So it's almost like as if it's a different avatar part of us, but it really isn't. It is within us. It's just that we haven't learned how to access this supreme human powers and gifts that we have because it's already imprinted. But in the midst of this fatal car crash when I was 7, I was able to access in the split of a second my true nature that gave me supreme powers, which meant I was able to do things that technically isn't humanly possible. And we call it like, you know, we may call it miracles, but I actually don't even believe in that because it's really within us. We call things miracles because we can't quite, our mind needs something to, you know, wrap around it, but it's already within us. We're walking miracles. We don't need to look so much, you know, outside for the answers. So that's how my story began, and I was able to basically pull myself out of the wreckage and pull my 200-pound father out of the car, and I was able to be in this, just take care of myself for a number of days in this tiny, tiny village back home. I come from Iran, and that's where the wreckage took place in the middle of desert. And I was able to learn this amazing gift that resides with us. But the information was a lot. I received a lot of codes and symbols and access to insight, but a lot of information at that age. So as a result, this meant sort of like suppressed. I sort of tasted this gift of divine within us, and then it sent me on a 30-year journey of discovering what was that. So that's basically my story until I had a near-death experience later on in life, and then I was able to understand a whole lot more.
You know what's interesting? A lot of people who go through those type of near-death experiences have two types of reactions. Sometimes it's similar to what you're sharing. You know, they feel very inspired and kind of creates this inspiration to delve into a deeper meaning of who they are and working with their gift. But sometimes it can do the opposite. You know, it can kind of move people away and have them maybe be drinking alcohol or whatever it is. So how did you channel and use those gifts that you experienced from that car crash? How did you channel that and use that to become who you are today?
Thank you for asking that, Emmanuel. I feel the answer for me is quite a little bit different than most individuals. I feel as a child, I was very open to my true essence because I was, you know, most children are. I was already in connection with spirit. I was already clairvoyant and clairaudient and clairsentient and claircognizant. And I was already in a little bit more of this multidimensional state, but I didn't access to the degree of what I had access and until that accident. Now, the thing is, my parents weren't quite nourishing during that time. Part of it, they were very severely hurt from the trauma of the accident. Mm-hmm. And of course, any child that goes through that is a fatal car crash. I mean, you're dealing with the trauma, all of that. But for me, it was the taste that I experienced of, I say, firsthand, God, divine light. It gave me a feeling of ecstasy that I had never experienced after that. So because of that, what it did for me, it took away any fear that I had. At the age of 7, I was able to recognize how powerful I am. And I was able to take care of my parents, myself, while my parents were in coma. I was in a tiny village. So I learned to really recognize, and I wasn't sad. I was just like, I was joyful, and I was still laughing because I was able to recognize myself in that moment. So from there, going through the revolution, going through the war, going through having bombings, you know, airplane going over the hair, going over your head, and you don't know whether you live. Nothing ever feared me anymore, Emmanuel, after that. Even migration to the U.S., yes, there were a lot of challenges, a lot of difficulty. However, there was always this vibration inside of me that knew that I'm so loved. We are all so loved. I could see individuals and be like, this is not our true nature, but I couldn't quite explain it. I didn't have quite all the vocabulary for it. I recognized the clarity way later that as my soul had this contract to come into the life experience in this way and to have this experience in that moment, in the way that I did, just so that I can open up myself to source light energy and then later on mature enough to handle the gift and be able to communicate that language of love vibration is what I call it. So I feel that, the trauma within every encounter, every situation, anything that we experience in life, to me, everything is divine. Everything is a gift. And life presents itself in these various gifts. Now, some of these gifts have different packaging. They're beautiful packaging, they're boxed beautifully, and some have ribbons on them, and some just aren't really that pretty packaging, but they're all still presents, and these are the presents from divine. So, my viewpoint on it is slightly different, is I guess what I call it.
Yeah, and it's amazing that you are only 7 years old. I know that, you know, in the grand scheme of things, there is really no such thing as age, but it's just so miraculous that you were so young and had that awareness. It's just gives me the goosebumps. So let me ask you, so that's one thing, to experience it and feel the ecstasy. What inspired you to use that to want to help others to live their own light and step into their supernatural powers? What inspired you to do that?
Well, it wasn't as clear initially for a long time, Manuel. For a very long time, after what happened in the accident, for a period of time, about a week later, then I lost my memory. I didn't have memory for a period of a year. Till this day, I still don't have memory of what happened a year approximately after that. And then memories started coming. So as a result, everything went deeply, deeply suppressed. And I started going through all these. My journey really began to re-self-discovery until I became reawakened again, is what I call it. So the inspiration truly came from this deep passion that I had. I always had this passion of helping the world. I couldn't explain it. Even as a child, I knew I'm here on the planet to help a lot of people, thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I couldn't understand why I had this feeling. And I would talk to my parents, but I'm here to help the world, the humanity. And I was a very difficult child to handle because my parents just didn't know what to do with me. And I come from a culture where, you know, you don't really talk about spirits or anything like that, so I kind of not want to help that. But what happened was my background was in psychology, and I wanted to work with refugees, so I did, as a clinical therapist, work with refugees and adolescents for a while, and this deep passion of helping, but helping from that place during that time was coming, like, I almost like rescuing them because of this longing to assist, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it, what it was. So later on, it became very clear that that longing was for me to reconnect back to that first night that I had first encountered and be able to assist individuals to remember that same inner light. So I had to almost go through my own reawakening experience once again. And that happened through the birth of my first child, which is quite a bit of an experience through that. And through the way in which he came into the world, my entire world was reshaken. And that's when those vortex and doors opened and information started coming back into my life. So to make a long story short, it was about January 8, 2010 that I received a powerful guidance of message that came through. And it was about 5 in the morning before I woke up, this voice came through that it's time, you are here to teach what you know. It's time to step forward and get out of the closet. You have to bring this information to children, remind them of the supreme power that resides with them. And I knew exactly what that voice was. I hadn't talked about the accident in 30 plus years. I had never even discussed it with anybody. I never did details of what happened, what I, you know, what I encountered. So for the first time, that moment, I had all sorts of physical experience from almost wanting to pass out from the voice, from my heart pounding, from almost feeling like I'm having a heart attack from the way the voice came through. And next thing I knew, I was in front of the computer and just typing. And then I wasn't there. I went back, revisited the accident, and experienced everything over. And when I came back in the book was finished. So I...
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. Otherwise, I would have never, ever, ever have written the book because it's the scariest thing to do. Like, English second language, I still... Vocabulary is, you know, doesn't come out, you know, properly sometimes. So that's...
It was channeled.
It was. I re-experienced it. But what happened, Emmanuel, in that moment, this is the most incredible thing. After I had the full experience going through... You know, me becoming that 7 year again, having the entire visceral experience of the accident, everything, and then watching myself transform into a Hulk-like state, very much like becoming a transformed. That's why the book is called The Day I Became a Superhero, that superhero that I tapped into. I re-experienced all of that again. And what happened after that was I had a life review right in front of me that all this information was shared. And then I had the memory of my soul choosing this body, choosing my parents, choosing to incarnate, to come through the Middle East, come through that oppressed society, go through that. I mean, I had everything revealed to me. And, it was pretty powerful and just that by itself. And then it was clear I'm here to remind individuals of their own supernatural power and their inner light.
It's just amazing. You know, I feel like I'm talking to a sister because, you know, as many of the listeners and I was sharing with you, I come from the Middle East as well. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you, do you find that people who do sort of this work and have this type of message, that they on some level chose to come into really, really, really dense situations to transmute them? Do you notice that?
Absolutely. Emmanuel. Absolutely, 100%. Now that I've had that sort of dial tone open up to, and the memory of my soul choosing my body, choosing this in this entity that I'm representing in the human form coming through, particularly in the Middle East, and for me to go through all of those experiences. And I mean, I had to, it was so perfect. And I had this moment, I just weeped for hours, Emmanuel, and I learned that perfection in the imperfection and love God inside every cell of my body, the sparkling light, understanding divinity, not within me, within all individuals, but all beings, that we're so loved. And through this forgetful journey that we come in, through, we go through this separation. And I had to come in the densest and the best, and particularly through my mom, through this density, because this was part of the way that I'll be contributing back. And you know, in our cultures, we don't really have spiritual teachers, Emmanuel.
I come
from a culture where there's a lot of political woman leaders, there are a lot of poets and authors, but as women spiritual teachers, this is not existence, because it's very much religious-based, and religion is tied into spirituality. There's no separation. They don't understand this. That awareness is not there, and I understand what I've been asked to sign up to come here to complete my task. I'm very clear about that.
So really quickly, because this is such an important topic right now that we're on, for those who are very sensitive, very, you know, empathetic, very, you know, they feel the environment, they've had really, really challenging lives, and maybe still are in the victim consciousness. You know, it could have been very easy for us, you and I, to remain in the victim consciousness because it was very, very hard, and it could have looked like it was happening to us. But what advice would you share with our listeners right now, who are struggling, who are sort of going through a difficult period of still seeing themselves as a victim, but really want to get out of that space? How would you, or what advice would you give to them to help them move out of it?
Sure. I have, in my teachings, in my public workshops, as well as private sessions and all of that, I call it like a three-step, triple A step. That's pretty much it. And these three steps are very easy. The first step is awareness. Once we individuals, we choose awareness, becoming aware that we are this beautiful, perfect being called human, the first step, a light bulb has to go on for us that, yes, this is this inner light existing within us. We do have these supernatural powers. So first, becoming aware. But becoming aware, the key to it is through our breath, through this prana, this life force energy, and that breath, because the breath is everything. Breath is the miracle itself. I always found that individuals look outside for miracles, Emmanuel, and it's like, just take one breath. That's all it is. Notice, that's a miracle. Like, you don't need that much to recognize the miracle that you are already walking. So awareness is the first step, and that's the first A. The second one is acceptance. Once you become aware, then it is a choice. Everything in life is a choice to accept this gift. So by you accepting what happens, you surrender to this light, you see. If you're not accepting, you cannot surrender. If you're not aware, you cannot accept. So the first step is awareness through your breath. By becoming conscious of your breath, you become conscious in the present moment. And that present moment is where the gift resides. And that gift is the connection of spirit within. So as a result, that's that first step. Then it's acceptance. Like, through that step, then you have the choice to accept, because then you surrender. And the next step is then allowing. So allowance is the last step, which is so important, because once you become aware, then you allow yourself to accept, then you finally allowing. And allowing is this love vibration that runs through you. So for me, I found it very interesting that individuals want to always give love to one another. It's the funniest thing to me, because love isn't something you give and receive. Love is a state of being. It's like a river. You flow in it. So we open up, you know, from the universe, from Father, Sky, and Mother Earth, this channel opens up and it runs through you. It's like a river. So you're just sort of like swimming in this energy of love, abundance, and it's, I call it love vibration. So then when you allow, the flow begins. And as a result, you cannot be in a dense consciousness. It just doesn't, those are two different vibratory experiences. It just doesn't exist. So those would be my three steps, or the AAA steps that I call.
I love it. It's such amazing advice, and you know, I heard so many wonderful aha moments I received from your sharing. And I know there's a few things that you're very passionate about. You're very passionate about teaching parents how to allow their children to remain open and, yes, and embrace their supernatural powers. So before I ask you sort of how you kind of share with them your insights, I want to ask you, what are, as adults, what are some supernatural powers that we have that maybe we don't notice, or we sort of kind of take for granted? What are some supernatural powers right now that we all have that we can reclaim and kind of develop again?
Wow, Emmanuel, such a great question. I just like, I get so joyful that you're just asking this. See, let me just put it this way. We as human beings have already inside of us divine's architectural blueprint. It's already within us. So every single thing that we desire, want, wish for is already accessible within us. So the most important thing is there's nothing you cannot do. And I always say this, and I always tell my children, because they comment, Mommy, can we fly? I said, absolutely. They're like, how? I said, because your mom can tell you you can. So I'm one of those individuals that very, very profoundly do believe, because I've had that first-hand experience of of being able to do what's not humanly possible. And that wasn't anything special about me, Emmanuel. It's within all of us, because this imprint was already created within us in pure perfection. Once we become just aware of the perfection, that's when the doors of possibility happen. We are all psychics. We are all healers. We are completely capable of creating everything and co-creating with source energy, and we are able to transform anything and everything. So that includes bending spoons and doing all of that. Yes. This is totally capable within us because of this love, this spark of love that we have created. You know, and I said, this is what we forget, Emmanuel. You know, like just taking a moment, noticing our amazing body, you know. And I teach meditation. I really spend the time in, because a lot of people are in the upper chakras and want to be in other dimensions, which is beautiful. I travel through those things, you know, those dimensions. But we forget this physical body, this incredible gift of the human body, you know, like, you know, embracing it, enjoying it, make connection with it, and recognizing the gift and the harmony and the community and the unity. So I feel once we just tune into this frequency, that's what's open up. So our supernatural powers, number one, we're claircognizant. We are all clairaudient. We are all clairvoyant. We are all clairsentient. This is already within us. But children do it all the time, except adults that have forgotten. That's why I love being around children. They're amazing.
I love it. And you sort of answered the other question for me, is how we would be able to allow our children. So just basically support them. And when they ask us questions, really give them that expanded answer that they can be anything. They can choose anything in life because they are infinite beings, right?
Yes. And you know, what is important is that children have not forgotten to be in their imagination. Children are so powerfully tuned into spirit connection. That's why they move around a lot. You see, like, I have two boys, a 12-year-old and 9-year-old, very busy boys, Emmanuel. From one thing, they move to another one, another one, another one. And so, you know, the attention is all over, so much. excited and energized, and they daydream and this and that, and imagination is the world. But what happens is now we call them ADD, ADHD. We're disempowering them because we have not become updated in our own inner software to recognize the gift of these beings that are coming in already plugged, ready to much higher frequency, you see. So I feel that's where the I'm really passionate about this area, because how, as parents, we can do, by us becoming aware, by us reclaiming our own inner light, supernatural power, we can then match, rise our vibration frequency so that we can honor, bow to the gift of these new children. I mean, that wow. I feel like I'm constantly in there, like, watching my children, like, wow. If my 9-year-old tells me, sometimes he's frustrated, Mommy, why can't you remember when we were sisters? Why can't you remember when you used to do these things with the crystals and technology was with the crystals? Why can't you? He's so frustrated at me sometimes. I mean, these are the children we have, Emmanuel, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
You see what I mean? It's like, but us, it's also like, we got to get updated. We got to become Mac computers, you know?
Exactly.
We're like the old PC, and, you know, so we're not honoring their gifts. And be able to hold that space so they can freely share. They can be who they are, honoring their gifts, because they're showing through their illumination and their level of clarity, they are the ones who are showing our way. They're the courageous ones that chose to come to pave the way for us, because we've forgotten the light, most adults. So I just bow to these children.
In order to begin helping and supporting our children, we have to begin with ourselves. So, as you said, and I would love if you could share a meditation or some process that can help our listeners to really awaken those supernatural powers within, or the awareness within, so that we can be that much more for our children. Would you be able to share something with us?
I will be honored to. Sure. We'll do something quick. Sure. Thank you. So, let's see. How much time do we have?
About 5 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, in this 5 minutes, let us go ahead and take a moment, wherever you are, whether you're sitting or laying down. Just make yourself very comfortable. And first, I invite you to please just exhale. We always want to release the old energy so that we can begin to refill ourselves with the new energy through the gift of breath. So go ahead and do a nice little exhale first, emptying all your breath and through all your lungs through your breath. And a nice deep inhale from your diaphragm, very gently, filling up your lungs and feeling that wonderful air coming through your heart center, through your lungs, and exhaling again. So we're going to go ahead and bring our awareness to the breath, because everything is in the breath. When we breathe, we become aware. When we breathe, we become aware of our own inner life and the energy drop, that frequency, that source light energy drop in our heart space. And I invite all of you to put your hands, left hand first, in the center of your chest, right hand in the center of your chest as well, covering it over both hands. Let us take a nice deep inhale, breathing in. And breathing out, very gently. You can breathe through your nose or through your mouth as you exhale. Beautiful. Now, first and most important thing, we are going to visualize ourselves in nature somewhere. It is essential that we connect to Mother Earth, because we incarnated into Earth And through our connection to Mother Earth, we'll be able to reestablish this frequency running back through us to Mother Earth. So let us stand, visualize ourselves somewhere in nature, whether it is by the ocean, or is it by the mountain, or even by garden somewhere, wherever you like. It is your choice. Just become aware you are there by yourself in this wonderful ambiance. All for you. And you're just going to bring your attention to your breath as you're sitting in this wonderful position, or some of you laying down, this perfect temperature, perfect ground, perfect feeling, just pure perfection. Because life is perfect. Life is divine. So as you're first sitting there, you're going to become aware and you're going to connect with Mother Earth. Connecting with Mother Earth, because she's our great mother, is the key. And first, we are going to send love energy back to Mother Earth. So notice this love you feel in the surrounding that you're at, whether you're at the beach with the beautiful ocean sound, or by the waterfall, the wonderful sound of the waterfall, the birds, or if you're by your garden, that beautiful, surreal sound of the garden. And some of you more sensitive, you can even hear the sound of the slightly moving trees. So beautiful. Feel what you feel where your hand is in your heart. And feel that love. And just by that smile you feel in your face, send that love and acknowledge that to Mother Earth, that I bow to you and I thank you, Mother Earth, for loving me, for assisting me in grounding, and for holding space for me in your belly as I let myself completely surrender to you. And by you sending that inspiration and that love to Mother Earth, you're going to feel as if your roots are growing underneath you, and Mother Earth will tickle those beautiful roots, and you feel that love come right back up to you. Some of you may feel it in a vibration moving through your body. Some of you may feel it in colors and waves moving through your body. Some of you may just feel it in sort of like images in your body, but just feel that love, Mother Earth, sharing, reciprocating that love back to you. And just feel that back in your heart. And that's the love coming through your first, second, and third chakra up to your fourth. And now, we are going to connect to Father Sky. And with that, wherever you are, with your mind's eye, you look up to the sky above. If it is a beautiful blue sky with the perfect sun, beautiful radiating its light upon you, allow that. And for some of you, maybe the light sky, the Milky Way, glorious, perfect temperature. Allow that as well. Just notice the gift of this moment as you're connecting with Father Sky, as you have connected with Mother Earth. And as you do that lovely sneeze to Father Sky and that smile again, bring your face radiating from within, and send that love Father Sky, sharing it, as it moves through your upper chakras, and give yourself permission to receive the love that's coming down upon you. And you'll feel it again in forms of waves, of colors, of vibrations, or tingling in your body. And it drops into your heart. And now that energy from Mother Earth and Father Sky is in the center of your chest, the heart chakra, and you are the golden child of Mother Earth and Father Sky, opening up the channels to move and allow this energy, a frequency of light vibration, completely move through you from your crown chakra all the way through you down your root chakra back to Mother Earth. So you're allowing this flow to take place. As entire life is vibration, we allow ourselves to receive and give and recycle back. When you're receiving from Father Sky, we allow it to come through our magnetic field and we send it back down to Mother Earth. We don't keep anything because we're already abundant with this vibration. There's nothing to hold on to. We're just letting ourselves swim and flow in the love vibration and feeling this love in the center of our chest as the holy child, love beyond our imagination, only felt through our spiritual presence. Feeling that joy, feeling the bliss, knowing we can always come back to this place. Bringing your attention back to your breath. Inhale again. Feeling the presence all through your body with this love vibration from the head all the way to your toes and all your cells. Feeling joyful. Feeling vibrant, full rotation, and in pure perfection. Another deep inhale, thanking this moment, thanking where you are, whether you're in the garden, at the beach, or waterfall, or by the mountain, thanking this wonderful oasis that you can always come back to, and allowing yourself to come fully present back into your body with another deep inhaling and exhale through your mouth, feeling love, feeling joyful, feeling present in your body. And knowing all is well and all is divine. Another deep inhale, getting back here in your body, in your chair, or in on the floor as you were laying down. Thanking this moment for Emmanuel holding this space. Thanking yourself for giving yourself permission to go on a quick little trip. And I'll receive his thanks myself as I thank this moment for the creation that took place. Thank you.
Oh, Namaste. Wow. Thank you so much, honey. It's you took me on a journey, and I'm sure you took a lot of the listeners on a journey. It's such an honor. I know we've run out of time, but it's such an honor to co-create with you in this way. Where can our listeners learn more about you, any upcoming events, and information about your work?
Sure. Thank you so much. And by the way, that's the Unity Breath. That's just one of the Unity Breaths through Dramvalo's work. But I thought it was the quickest one that I wanted to share. And my website is honeyborden.com. That is H-O-M-I, Borden, B-O-R-D-E-N.com. And Facebook is a wonderful way to get a hold of me. That's Honeyboard and Auto Speaker Healer. I do teach nationally and internationally. This summer I'll be in Romania and Spain teaching my workshop. So I would love to be able to connect with you there. And I also do some of the private sessions if anybody needs some of the services. I'm honored to assist. And of course, with the I host the Red Tent monthly circle for goddesses, and that's in D.C. Metro area. If you're in the D.C. metro area, definitely connect with me because it's a very sacred group in assisting a lot of women to tap into their goddess energy, which I'm very passionate about. So thank you so much.
Yay. You're so welcome, and I'm so grateful we were able to connect in this way. It's such an honor again to have you here and share you with all the world, and I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The pleasure and joy and honor is mine, as I'm a huge fan of your work, so I just deeply appreciate with all my heart that I had the opportunity to collaborate with you this evening, Emmanuel. Thank you so much. I'm Shadna.
Ah, thank you so much. And to our listeners, make sure to check out Honey's information, www.honeyborden.com, HoneyBorden.com. It has been such an honor to connect with all of you today. Have a miraculous day, and I look forward to co-creating even more miracles with you next time. See you then.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.